All right, folks, we all know it's been cold, very cold this winter, but people have still been wondering why, in fact, electrical rates have been going up for those that have electrical heat. There has got to be more to it when we're hearing numbers into the KFGO studio that, you know, from this point last year to this point now, when you're talking about rates doubling, not just with one any particular company, what's behind it? Here to help us understand a little bit more is Marshall Albrecht. He is the president and CEO of Cass County Electric, a friend of the show here. Marshall, how you been, man?
I'm great. How you doing, Tyler?
Doing well myself here. I figured I had to reach out. I've been getting a lot of questions as to why electrical rates are what they are. And it's not just isolated to, say, a Cass County Electric. You know, you got Xcel here. You got other power companies and consumers listening. All seem to be going through some of the similar questions. I'm just curious, what's the driving force behind this?
Well, if you look at electric rates, actually our electric rates have not gone up in the past year. When we look at specifically our off-peak heating rates, they've remained flat for just about 10 years now. What we've really seen this year over last year is the much colder winter. So we tend to forget, weather in the past. Looking back last January, if you look at what are called heating degree days, last January there were about 1,400 heating degree days in January. This year we were nearly at 1,900 heating degree days. So that's about a 35% increase in heating needs that are required to heat the home or business. And that has an impact not only on electric bills, but on natural gas heating, propane heating. Who's ever heating their buildings, their cost is probably up that 25 to 40% this winter just because it's been colder.
We've been noticing how dang cold it is. And today, and I think in the next couple of days, we're going to have that again. It doesn't ever seem to break here. There's been some throwing out there of, I think it might have been the last time that we had a chance to visit with you on the show about, hey, we're starting to, pay for what happened down in Texas. And I know that we had some rolling brownouts because of some of the power grid itself there. And maybe not for Cass County, but just the general, you're very knowledgeable when it comes to electricity here. Are we suffering some of the costs of what happened the last winter down in Texas still?
Yes. What you're seeing specifically is probably the price of natural gas, for one thing. So natural gas right now is about double the cost it was last winter. You know, so that has a huge impact not only on home heating cost, but also what it costs to produce power from natural gas. So that, of course, affects the wholesale power markets, raising the price of wholesale power, too, when a utility needs to purchase power off the wholesale market. So natural gas is a pretty big driver when it comes to the cost of electricity and home heating and business heating.
Did we correct what happened down in Texas last year? I mean, did they make some changes to where we're not going to see this again in the future? Because it seems like, I get it fluctuates. Last year we had a bit more of a mild winter, but did the problem get fixed?
Well, from what I understand, I think it's been fixed. I won't say 100% guarantee, but I've heard they've made some modifications to their resources down there that they're what we can call more hardened to deal with cold weather or more weatherized. You know, a lot of the power plants really weren't designed to run in the wintertime,
right,
and they've required some of that to happen. So I doubt that we'll see that happening again in Texas, but, you just never know. We're dealing with the power supply today that's a little more vulnerable or volatile than it used to be, just because we have less baseload power sources available every hour of the day.
In North Dakota or in the upper Midwest, we're having those conversations again. You know, you're talking about some plants more on the western side of the state being sold for a variety of new technologies, perhaps. What do you see happening as far as this reliability going forward? Just because there are so many different aspects now of what you can get power and what you purchase from.
Well, I'll just give you a great example. So we have both coal, wind, and hydro as our power sources that we get from Minkota Power. And we've had one power plant down for some maintenance. And so we're relying on the wind a lot to fill in those needs. And just as an example, this morning, it was pretty good wind. During midday, it was strong, but now it's almost down to zero again. The challenge is to schedule power around that wind, and that's where natural gas comes in. We don't have natural gas, but a lot of utilities around the country will ramp up their gas when the wind production goes down to meet the needs for power demand.
Mm-hmm. The natural gas aspect, you know, we look about Western North Dakota. Natural gas, in fact, has been discussed because of the global aspects. Have we done enough investment to capture what we have right here in North Dakota and get that out to those homes and businesses?
Yeah, the challenge there with natural gas is there's all kinds of natural gas out west, but the challenge is pipelines.
Yeah.
So in order to get that gas to where it needs to be, we can't use enough gas in the state of North Dakota really to use it all up, so it would have to go elsewhere, be it Minneapolis, Chicago, wherever it needs to go. But they need to put in pipelines for that to happen. And if that would happen, you know, that would sure help supply more gas to the country and keep our gas price more stable.
Well, that certainly makes sense. That's when it comes to this infrastructure investment. I hope that this is something that's being considered, but that's a conversation I'm not going to pull you into when it comes to the administrative tasks here. Back to Cass County Electric, though. I mean, it sounds as though things have been quite steady as far as year to year and what just the rates are. Quite frankly, it's just Mother Nature impacting us so much, huh?
Yeah, it is. You know, like I said earlier, our power sources are not affected by the commodity markets because our wind contracts are a set price. And our coal is just basically the cost to mine the coal and produce the power from our coal plants is our power cost. And that really has remained fairly stable over the past 5 to 10 years.
Marshall, I got a caller with a question. Is it all right if I get Jack on with you?
Sure.
Very good. Jack, you're on with Marshall Albrecht with Cass County Electric. You got a question?
Hello, gentlemen. I have two questions for the RA man there.
Yeah.
Years ago, when we have dual heat here,
yep.
I appreciate that. But years ago, well, 20, 30 years ago, when it was a cold wave, then they would come on and say, try not to use your cooking and your heating and your washing and that so we can handle the load better and that we don't have to kick people off more often. Why don't you guys do that anymore?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting that sometimes we don't control when it's cold like we used to. It's mainly power market price driven is how when we control loads now. And you know, it's way more challenging today to deal with volatility of the wholesale market than it ever has been in the past. And it's probably going to get more challenging in the future.
In the last highlight notes that there was a note that the off-peak will be kicked off more often this winter.
Yeah, and that's primarily due to the high-price power market.
Okay.
So if Minn Kota Power, for example, can purchase power that's reasonable, then they will not control loads. But because of the higher natural gas prices, that has caused the power markets to be higher in price this year.
All right. And question number two.
Yeah.
I know when our West Acres was built, NSP at that time would not come out, so the Kindred came and provided the power to them.
Yep.
Are they on dual heat at any point?
They've been using natural gas for quite a long time now.
Oh, okay.
Instead of the off-peak electric, yes.
Okay.
Because our rates did go up about 10 years ago, and natural gas went down about 10 years ago substantially. So it made more economic sense for them to run natural gas at the
Isn't it amazing, though, what happened in 1972 and now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great deal for them for many, many years.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Hey, Jack, thank You're you. Welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. Marshall, there you go. We got some listeners out there with questions themselves. Anything else you want to get out about how Cass County has been so reliable before I let you go?
You know, we always look forward to see what we need to do to prepare for the future from a power supply perspective. And that's, you know, that's something we're really looking at, you know, with our coal resources and how we can move forward in the future. You know, we're potentially looking at some carbon capture and sequestration technologies at our power plant to hopefully continue to run those in the future. And we'll just see where that goes. You know, if the costs come in reasonable, that's something we may consider doing.
Very good. Marshall, I always appreciate the check-in. We'll do it again soon, all right?
Okay, thanks, Tyler.
Yeah, you take care. Marshall Albrecht, he is with Cass County Electric. Have you been noticing your rates going up for other providers? Been hearing a lot about it lately, and I just noticed it's one of those, when you open it up, it kind of shocks you a little bit. Going to get you that weather update while you send those into 35270. When we come back at the top of the hour, let's talk about the Poles and Holes Fishing Derby that's taking place in Detroit Lakes this Saturday. Got some tickets that I want to get from me to you. You got it locked into KFGO Fargo.